Andrew Little in for a kōrero today, and I know that the Rūnanga o Ngaitahu Chief Executive, Arihia Bennett, has been appointed the chair of the newly appointed Ministerial Advisor Group on the government's response to the Royal Commission of Inquiry into the terrorist attack on Christchurch mosques. Andrew Little with us today. Andrew, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, da.
It's good to catch up with you again, Andrew. Now, tell me, what are you hoping that this Ministerial Advisory Group will provide you?
This was a recommendation from the Royal Commission, and it came from their consultation, with, not just with the Muslim community, but with all sorts of communities around New Zealand, particularly ethnic communities and faith communities, who sort of said how they often feel marginalised in this country. They've made this country their own, but they don't always feel that welcome. So this group is coming together. That's going to ensure that the government sticks true to the commitments it's made to implement the recommendations of the Royal Commission. So things like what we do in the counter-terrorism space, what we do in, you know, with the spy agencies, what we do on hate speech, and what we do with greater social cohesion. So it's going to play a very important role. It'll be very influential, and I'll meet with them periodically as we're working our way through the program of action that we've got and get their input. The expectation on them is that they're engaging with their communities as well, so that there's a good two-way flow of information.
Be fair to say that Māori have experienced the brunt of racism pre-arrival of some other peoples now who get kicked around. But having Māori involvement in such an advisory panel seems useful. What perspectives do you think Arihia and others with whakapapa Māori lines might have to the discussions, Andrew?
Yeah, I think, I mean, having Arihia there is a reflection of a number of things. That, first of all, that actually this country is a, you know, it's a treaty-based country. There are two partners here. Māori are the other partner. And Māori are, you know, one of the important cultural precepts there is about manaakitanga and whakawhanaungatanga, but looking after people, taking care of those who come here. And Arihia in particular, being Ngaitahu, the Christchurch mosque attacks happened in Christchurch in the Rohi of Ngaitahu. I know there was a close relationship between the Muslim community and Ngaitahu. So it's sort of, there's a lot of threads running through this where it just makes sense to have somebody of Arihia's standing and status leading it and leading that the whole kaupapa as we seek to forge, you know, a New Zealand where everybody who comes here is welcome and under the banner of the treaty.
The Ministerial Advisory Group have many people from ethnic backgrounds, as we would expect as well. Their perspectives mixed in with our Kiwi way, so to speak, and our tangata whenua attitudes to life and to manaakitanga is going to be really interesting. How long will this take, and when will you be expecting some sort of report? And once it's furnished, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, the group will be in place for the next sort of 2-3 years, because a lot of the recommendations are going to take a while to put together, and particularly some of the longer term stuff about social cohesion. You know, what do we need to do to better educate some New Zealanders who are not familiar with other cultures, who've already settled here? What do we do to, you know, for children who are in the playground, those who are victims of bullying and racism there, and those who are doing it? You know, what measures do we put in place? So they'll be there to do all that. I'm not necessarily expecting a report from them. I think they would want to report periodically on what is being achieved, or if things aren't being done fast enough or well enough, and, you know, I'd certainly want to be hearing back from that. But and I think what I would hope too is a group like this coming together sets a bit of a, you know, charts a different way and a new way that could be used in other areas as well, beyond just, you know, the recommendations that come out of the Royal Commission report. So I think, look, it's got huge potential, but I think it's ultimately where we want to get to with what it does and what the group oversees is that celebration of you know, New Zealand, Aotearoa in the 21st century, a place where, you know, people do come here. There is understanding, there's respect, there's acceptance, and aroha, you know. And we embrace people and we welcome them, and we do so knowing that this is a, you know, country founded on those very important treasured principles of the treaty.
Sadly, some big global influences, I'm talking Facebook, Google and the like, have an almost blanket spread across global news and information sharing. What would you say of how we need to factor in their ability to share anonymous hate speech? And also, as we know, the actual mosque attack was live streamed, and sadly, too many people were able to access that live stream and then replay it across the globe as well. How important is it that we look into the cyber security issues that surfaced during that sad moment a couple of years back?
Yeah, well, they're totally important. And we've got the work that the Prime Minister started with the Christchurch call. So getting other countries to put pressure on those social media platforms. Because in the end, you're right, they're so big and they're across all the countries and pretty hard for a single country to regulate them and manage what they do. So we're only going to do that through effective and combined social pressure from all countries. But in the end, and part of the other challenges also is to create this understanding. For a lot of us, we're on Facebook every day checking things out, we're putting things up on Twitter, is to know that actually there is stuff on there that is complete rubbish. There is stuff on there that isn't real, that doesn't reflect the realities of humanity and the human race. And part of the challenge, I think, of the future is teaching young people those discerning skills, what is rubbish and what isn't. And actually just getting time off those platforms too, not to spend so much time being drawn into the sometimes very toxic atmosphere that those platforms represent. And that's about self-regulation and teaching ourselves and about how to manage those influences in our lives. Even before Facebook and Google and Twitter and all the rest of it, there were things happening, influences that we could get access to, but we learned as kids, about what was real, what was important to us, who was important to us, and how to build trusted relationships, because you don't get those on those social media platforms.
Thanks, Andrew. Also, today is a counter-terrorism focus and hui. Does that have a Māori strand to it as well, Andrew, and can you tell us more about it, please?
So it kicks off tonight in Christchurch, goes for the next couple of days, and this again came out of what the Royal Commission recommended. But basically, as a country, we need to have a better dialogue about counter-terrorism, what it takes, what do we have to do in terms of a strategy of dealing with terrorist threats, both those internal, like white violent extremism, as well as external, the things that happen that can influence what happens here. So there's a whole range of speakers. Waitahu is hosting it and has had a great influence on the program. And we need, when we think about the safety and security of Aotearoa New Zealand, we need all those voices, and we need the Crown and Māori to be partnering to and working with all communities to make sure we've got good strategies in place. But actually, it's stuff that we have to talk about. For a long time, it's been regarded as the kind of preserve of the spy agencies who sort of operate in secret and a small number of politicians who kind of operate in behind closed doors. We do have to bring this stuff out into the open and have a good discussion about what threats look like and how people are feeling and what we need to be doing to make this a country of peace and harmony.
But of course we got it wrong in the 07 Tūhoe raids as well, where we got super nervous about ourselves and didn't see the outside threat that this mug from Australia brought into our land. Perhaps a reason for us to maintain vigilance and to keep our focus where it should be.
Yeah, and also to accept that it is, there are people who are going to have different ideas. The great thing about a democracy is there are all sorts of ideas, and people organising and coming together to express a different view, even quite a firmly different view that challenges the status quo, challenges the government of the day. I think we've moved on and accept that is okay, and there will be issues around our ongoing fulfilment of treaty obligations, our ongoing fulfilment of international human rights obligations and so on, climate change obligations. Good grief, you know, for a lot of people that's top of the list in terms of what a government should be doing, and when governments, including our own, are not seem to be doing enough, it is right for people to organise and demonstrate and protest and stuff, and we've got to accept that's not a security threat, that's actually a celebration of democracy. So I think you're right, it is about keeping the focus on the things that are a genuine threat to our values, to people's rights to express who they are, be who they are, move around the way they wish. That's what we have to be focused on, because that, in the end, is what threatens our life here.